Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Space Atlas, second edition, Mapping the Universe and Beyond by James Trafeil, presents a wide-angle tour of the cosmos through the lens of mapping. Rather than treating astronomy as a list of facts, the book frames space as a set of landscapes that can be charted, compared, and understood, from nearby planetary terrain to the large-scale structure of galaxies and the observable universe. As a second edition, it reflects a modern snapshot of what scientists know about objects in our solar system, how stars and planets form, and how astronomers measure distances, motion, and time across immense scales. The Atlas approach highlights relationships, where things are, how we know, and what those locations imply about origins and evolution. Readers can expect an accessible narrative grounded in established science, supported by visual thinking and the kind of guided context that helps non-specialists connect spectacular imagery with real physical processes. It aims to make the universe feel navigable, even when the numbers are mind-stretching. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, mapping as a way to understand the cosmos. A central idea of an Atlas-style astronomy book is that location and scale are not just background details, they are the story. The mapping mindset encourages readers to ask structured questions: what is this object, where is it relative to other objects, and how do we know those positions? This approach naturally introduces the tools of celestial cartography, such as coordinate systems on the sky, the role of reference frames, and why perspective matters when we observe from a moving planet. It also clarifies the difference between how the sky looks and how space is arranged in three dimensions. By treating the universe like a set of layers that can be navigated, the book can connect familiar views like constellations to deeper realities like star distances, clusters, and spiral arms. The Atlas perspective also reinforces the importance of scale, moving from kilometers to astronomical units to light years and beyond, while keeping the reader oriented. Instead of being overwhelmed by huge numbers, readers learn to compare scales in a meaningful way, which supports better intuition about travel times, energy, and the limits of observation. Secondly, the solar system as mapped worlds and dynamic neighborhoods. When the solar system is presented as a mapped set of worlds, each planet and moon becomes a place with structure, history, and context, rather than a distant point of light. An Atlas-style treatment helps readers see how orbits organize the system, how the asteroid belt and Kuiper belt fit into the broader layout, and why certain regions are rich in specific types of objects. It also supports a comparative view of planetary science, rocky planets versus gas and ice giants, and the diverse moon systems that behave like miniature solar systems. The mapping angle makes it easier to connect surface features to underlying processes such as volcanism, tectonics, impacts, erosion, and the role of atmospheres. Readers can also better grasp how spacecraft reconnaissance transforms knowledge, turning blurry disks into detailed terrains and revealing complex chemistry and weather. The neighborhood concept matters too. Gravitational interactions, resonances, and migration theories help explain why the solar system looks the way it does today. By placing each object on a coherent map of distance, composition, and motion, the book can make the solar system feel both orderly and surprising. Thirdly, measuring distance, time, and motion across space. Any meaningful map depends on measurement, and astronomy is built on clever ways of turning faint light into reliable distances and motions. A reader-friendly overview typically begins with the nearest rungs of the distance ladder, such as geometric methods including parallax, then moves outward to methods that rely on well-understood physics. Standard candles and standard rulers become crucial ideas, allowing astronomers to infer distances far beyond the reach of simple geometry. The book can also highlight how spectra reveal composition, temperature, and velocity, including the use of Doppler shifts to measure motion along the line of sight. Time enters the story through cosmic clocks, stellar lifetimes, radioactive dating for solar system materials, and expansion-based estimates for the universe. The mapping framework helps connect these measurement tools to what they enable, such as plotting the Milky Way structure, tracking exoplanet systems, and charting galaxy distributions. By emphasizing how knowledge is built, not just what is known, readers gain confidence in why modern cosmic maps are trustworthy while still recognizing uncertainties and the evolving nature of scientific models. Fourthly, stars, galaxies, and the architecture of the Milky Way. Beyond the solar system, the Atlas view becomes a guide to stellar populations and galactic structure. Understanding stars as a mapped distribution introduces key patterns: star-forming regions concentrated in spiral arms, older stars in the halo and bulge, and clusters as laboratories for stellar evolution. A clear explanation of how stars are classified, often by temperature and luminosity, supports the broader narrative of life cycles, from birth in nebulae to end states like white dwarfs, neutron stars, or black holes. Mapping also matters for the Milky Way itself, since we observe from inside it and must reconstruct its shape using tracers such as gas clouds, star counts, and radio surveys. The book can connect these methods to a picture of our galaxy as a barred spiral with a central region hosting a supermassive black hole. Extending the map outward, readers encounter the local group and the diversity of galaxy types, along with interactions and mergers that reshape cosmic neighborhoods. The result is a layered understanding of where we are, a solar system in a galactic disk, inside a group of galaxies, within a larger cosmic web. Lastly, cosmic expansion, large-scale structure, and the limits of the observable universe. Mapping the universe at the largest scales requires accepting that the map itself changes with time. The expansion of space means distant galaxies are not just far away, they are receding in a way that connects distance to cosmic history. An atlas-oriented explanation can show how astronomers translate redshift into a framework for charting the universe, while also explaining why that translation depends on cosmological parameters. Large-scale structure emerges as a web of filaments, clusters, and voids, shaped by gravity over billions of years and traced by galaxy surveys and background radiation measurements. This topic also naturally introduces the observable universe as a horizon limited by the age of the cosmos and the speed of light, distinguishing what exists in principle from what can be seen now. A modern second edition context may discuss the roles of dark matter and dark energy as key ingredients in structure formation and accelerated expansion, emphasizing what is well supported and what remains open. By the end, readers understand that cosmic maps are both snapshots and timelines, connecting where things are to when we are seeing them. In conclusion, this book suits curious general readers, students, and lifelong learners who want a clear, visually oriented understanding of astronomy without needing advanced math. It is also a strong fit for anyone who learns best by spatial relationships and big picture context, such as travelers of science museums, amateur stargazers, and educators looking for a structured overview. The main benefit is that it improves how you think about space, not as a random scatter of spectacular objects, but as an organized system of neighborhoods linked by scale, motion, and measurable evidence. That shift in perspective can make news about missions, exoplanets, and cosmology far easier to interpret and far more enjoyable, compared with many popular astronomy books that either focus on personal narrative or dive deeply into a single specialty. An atlas-style treatment stands out by integrating multiple domains into one navigable framework. It offers breadth with coherence, letting readers move from planets to galaxies to the cosmic web while staying oriented. If you want a reference you can revisit, a guide that connects facts to place and method, this book is worth buying. If you would like to support James Trefill, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.